And hello, everyone, to the very first episode of the JD Studio Show. I am Josh Dayton, your host, with a wonderful selection of guests today. First off, we have Mr. Isaac Meyer. He has been our leading man in the video, My Extraterrestrial Wife, which we will get more into later. We also have Kate Savage with us today, who was the leading woman in that film, and Brianna Savage, who is also with us today.
Yo!
You have no credits there, Brie. It's okay.
Thanks.
She's also done things.
No, she's... That's true. She's been in every production we've made so far as well as
Yeah.
Kate.
So, really, you people should already know her. Let's be honest.
That's right. He's got a good point. So, we're going to jump into what we have to talk about today. So, first off, I figure since we're all here, we're going to go ahead and just go into a little bit of where we are and who we are. So, Isaac, if you want to give a little bit of background.
All right. I am a Aries who went to middle school and high school with Josh, and now I'm at college at Wright State University in Ohio. Meanwhile, everyone else is in Indiana, so we're somewhat separated for the most part.
Yeah, so that's always a good time. And what about you, Brie?
All right, I'm Pisces. I'm a pretty stereotypical Pisces. Let's see, I am a math education major here at Purdue. Boiler up, we're in the best school, Elite Eight. Yeet.
Sadly.
And I want to give it to my sister.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. I'm an Aquarius. And I'm a high school student. I plan on going to college to get my law degree.
Yeah, and also I just want to point out, Brie, that by the time this airs, hopefully the tournament will be over and Purdue could have very easily lost.
Right now, we just won. We'll figure out Saturday.
Can we, like, clips for you to, like, put in just in case, like, it's lost or something?
Nah, we'll just leave it up to the viewers to figure it out.
Well,
sounds like a plan.
I'm going to have to brag preemptively then. Ha, you lost. Suck it, Brie.
He's got to cover his bases.
Yep. Because I won't remember to brag later because I don't care about football or whatever it is.
Basketball?
Uh-huh, sure. They're pretty much the same thing. They both have balls. It's the
That's
same thing.
That's very true.
Anyway, in fact, Josh, you want most to have a little bit do. Of yourself?
Oh, yeah. I guess I can take a turn with that.
Nah, he wants to remain in an enigma.
He's got a point. I am at Indiana Wesleyan University working on a degree in film production. Big surprise to everyone, I'm sure.
Ta-da.
And really, I'm not really that interesting other than that. I believe I figured out, was it yesterday I figured out I was a Taurus? I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
nice.
I'll throw that in there as well.
Entire time without knowing.
Because I have no interest.
Yeah, I mean, why would you check that if you didn't care?
Don't have interest, still know what their sign is. Even Snapchat tells you what your sign is, and it'll tell you if you're compatible to people.
That's only if you click on those things, though, I assume.
That's true. And that's a lot more effort than I would ever want to take.
You just have to hold down someone's name.
All Josh does on Snapchat is send streaks.
That is true.
That's right.
And stalk other people, I assume.
Nah, crazy.
Freeze the Snapchat stalker.
Okay.
So that's just a little bit of introduction on everything. So what I want to do is because all of us that are here, actually, were in the production I mentioned earlier, My Extraterrestrial Wife, which is actually, I think that's the second best out of the three short films we've put out, but I think it's the most well-made. But everyone here played a pretty significant role in that production.
I apologize.
Besides me, like, working the cameras for half of it, not really.
I mean, cameras are important to, like, filming something, because otherwise it wouldn't be filmed.
That's true.
I want to apologize if you hear purring. The cat got back on my lap.
Well, that's wonderful. I think the best part of that production for me was either, and it's in the blooper reel, is Kate trying to pronounce her character's name.
That was fabulous. You made it so hard to say, Josh.
And I love how Isaac had, like, studied the word to where he was able to say it.
Yeah, I had, like, a 2-hour car ride where I was just going, like, Zior, Qualifers, or Wisdruff over and over again.
Okay, ready, go.
I can't say it unless I have it in front of me.
Ooh.
Well, and it was funny because we did all of those takes right after, on the very first take, Isaac nailed the word, and I was prepared to do multiple different ones, but he pulled it in clutch. Nah,
I'm a professional.
I'm not.
Ooh.
I do want to talk about one scene, though. Okay, so the scene where they're walking out on the street and, like, it's their, like, flashback of, like, meeting. If you look closely in the corner, you will see me sitting in the yard, which I was not supposed to be in that scene, but...
Wow.
We have an unused take from a different angle where you can just clearly see Bree sitting in my front yard.
You're just photobombing us on our nice romantic walk. After
your nice romantic walk where you polluted the ground with pegs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of romance, right?
Yeah, sure. He was playing... Was
that hammering man at that point?
Yes, he was working that one. I worked the shot that was... Isaac was playing the Cracker Barrel peg game.
Which I dominated at, let me tell you. Because I was totally actually playing. Uh-huh, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's how it went down, I believe.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the costume change? How I mentioned that since it was a flashback, we should change costume. And so we got, like, this random pair of glasses. And, like, I'm pretty sure you gave him a different shirt.
You just completely...
And I gave Kate my flannel. I think that's what happened.
We just completely raided Josh's room for whatever random crap we could find.
I hated you in those glasses.
Oh,
yeah.
I absolutely hated those glasses.
That hurts my feelings, honey bun.
When this airs, we'll throw out a poll.
Glasses or no glasses?
The glasses looked horrible.
Yeah, Josh, I'm sorry. Those weren't good glasses.
Ooh. I'm going to have to defend them just because I'm the one who wore them and because they look stylish.
That seems like Josh was the one who owned them.
Those were my fourth grade glasses, actually.
And you made a poor choice choosing them.
We're not talking about fourth grade anymore.
But I do think the best part of that whole flashback is the fact that Kate is wearing Bree's flannel that she wears in present day.
Yeah.
That.
Hey, you know what? I was her best friend, okay?
That's true.
Sadly.
And then one thing that I've actually been asked about a couple times is what was in the pot that looked edible this time.
Oh, yes. My wonderful wife made some boiled water.
It wasn't even a boil.
Hey, leave some, my boiled water alone. It's all I can
some
make.
Some air quotes boiled water.
Wait, yeah, who asked about that?
A couple people that I've shown it to were, like, curious about what was in there. Because we had to boil it enough just to get steam off of it, so it wasn't just a pot.
So that it didn't look like an empty pot.
It looks edible this time. That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had the teddy bear in the background.
Ah, yes, we did.
Yes, which just seems to be our staple.
Oh, yeah.
It still smells like jelly.
Yes, it does.
How recently have you sniffed the teddy bear costume? Just curious.
After I was over last, which was like, what, New Year's?
I don't go near the thing.
Do you just sniff it every time you go over, or what?
No, I think we were just talking about it. Did we put it in Top Notch?
I don't believe that we found a place for it in Top Notch Trivia, but it's been in everything else.
You mean the other two films we've made?
Well, and the blooper reel. Everything else,
the one that it starred in and the other one we had it as an Easter egg.
Yeah, so you
I mean,
get it.
Yeah, that's everything else.
However, that is a perfect transition onto what's in the works. which I'm actually really excited about because this summer we're going to get a lot of good progress done. We have a 30 to 40 minute short film that's being written at the moment by myself and our new head writer for JD Studios, Catherine Marlatt.
Wait, ooh. When was that?
She's got an official title, huh? Nice.
Oh, Catherine's part of the team now.
Yes. If you check the staff list in the Google Drive.
I saw the staff list. I kind of just skimmed over it, though.
I'm glad it made it.
I'm not sure if I've read the staff list or not.
I don't expect you to read anything I don't explicitly send you until you look at this. So
that hurts my feelings, but it's accurate. So
half the time I don't read the group chat because when your eyes are most active, I'm in school.
Lame high schooler. Nah. Level.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually going to pass my AP World History class.
Oh. Shots fired.
This is getting heated.
I will get back into that bear suit and stab you.
Ooh,
please do.
Dang.
For real this time. You won't survive this time. Did you survive last time?
No.
No,
she did not.
She didn't survive, and that's why she's here talking.
Oh, yeah. Killed her. That's right.
Fun fact about that scene. My aunt saw it and almost started crying. Because she didn't like looking real. At me looking dead.
I technically died twice. Can we talk about that?
I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Because you were in the bear suit.
I was in the bear suit.
So you did technically die twice.
You stabbed me with an actual knife.
It would have been more realistic.
It's fine.
To stab me with an actual knife.
It's fine.
To clarify, what she's trying to throw is the fact that there was a giant gap in the bear suit because it was meant for a ton of stuffing and breeze and stick, where the knife would have gone into the suit and not been anywhere near her until she almost had a panic attack and we decided we would use a prop instead.
I was a panic attack when that freaking bear suit was closed on me.
Not wanting to get stabbed.
It was hard to close that bear. I had to use so many, like, bobby pins and, like, safety pins.
And the fact that I was in the bathroom in the dark, I had to have Zach in there with a light on.
Oh, yeah, that was classic.
And then the blood.
Also, it was classic.
And my death scene, my first death scene,
I also want to point out in Bree's interview scene in that film, we have two takes. I don't know if it's in the blooper reel because I can't remember, but there's one. Does this, but she is looking 3 feet above the camera. Instead of looking at it like a documentary, she's looking about 3 feet over.
No, it's not in the bloopers. Again. It's not in the bloopers. Dude, you should put that in the bloopers.
I'll have to.
Well, how obvious was it?
Use that.
Pretty obvious.
It was obvious enough where after it took her 5 minutes to do the take, I had to make her do it again because I wasn't going to use it. Yes, which was.
I had to use the teleprompter for the alien one too, just to read my name.
I had to use a poster for Aaliyah.
Yes, and yes, our FBI agent. Couldn't memorize a couple sentences.
Oof. That's rough.
So Bree used an old poster board and wrote the lines on it.
If it works.
Which was
resources.
Ingenuity.
Yeah. That was my practice poster for asking someone to prom. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
This one's a better thing. So.
I guess. Now it's famous. For its off-screen work.
If you can see it in her glasses, so it's still in the film.
It's the real star of that, let's be honest.
And then, during the Marvelous game, there's a scene where, we're muted because it's talking about something else or, music's playing, and it's me arguing that we should be going the other way than what we originally were because of a flashback scene. Because we started going one way, and I was like, no, we can't go the other way. It has to be the same way. And so there was a scene of just me arguing about that, and you couldn't help because we were muted.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, except for the fact that you can't tell how the game is played. So just rolling to start wouldn't have made a difference, which I explained to you after I cut the camera and then did it again.
But still.
Still, you need little this consistency for when it counts.
And I think on that note, that is a perfect place to wrap up for now. So thank you for tuning in. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JDStudios208. So hop onto those to make sure that you can stay up to date with everything we're doing. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.